All right, Kathy Evans has joined me here in the studio to talk about the annual Art in the Park at Sequoyota Park. And let's see, there you are.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Let's see here if I can find my paperwork on this.
You didn't get my talking points.
I didn't bring them in with me, no, unfortunately.
That's okay. I've got them.
Okay. All right. So first of all, how many years have we been doing?
This is 23.
23rd Art in the Park, and it is a free event. People can just show up. It's from 10 to 4:30, both Saturday and Sunday at Sequoyota Park out on South Lone Pine, just about a mile south of Battlefield there.
That's right.
At Lone Pine.
That's right. About a mile south of what's called Half a Hill Center.
Absolutely.
At the bottom of the hill between Glenstone and 65 Highway.
And boy, will you have great weather for it tomorrow.
We do. Saturday, have great weather. And if you like fall weather, it looks like we're going to get that on Sunday.
That's right. So. Yeah, you basically get both this weekend.
Something for everyone. So, but tomorrow's going to be the really, really pretty day, 10 to 4:30. And we have almost 10 new artists this year. So it's a little bit bigger show. It's a really well-balanced group of artists. We have...
How many do you have altogether then?
We have 40 artists with 33 booths. And we have 8 two-dimensional artists this year. I think that's more two-dimensional artists than we've ever had.
You think about the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, and it seems like for a long time the emphasis was on the latter, craft.
Right.
And now it has... As the organization has developed and as the Art in the Park show has developed, it's become more and more about fine art.
Right. And fine art, you know, it actually does encompass 3D and 2D. We have sculpture. We have some amazing sculpture artists. And but we hadn't had people doing flat work. And it was started by 3 potters and a jeweler. And
right, exactly.
So it was fine craft, and we did stipulate fine craft. So it's jewelry and pottery and mixed media, basketry, fiber, and we have a variety of woodworkers and amazing metal worker who works in primarily copper. But the two-dimensional artists this year, we have printmaking.
Right.
And we have 2 printmaking, pastels, photography. We have 3 photographers this year. So they're in glass, the blown glass. And then we have fused glass and glass jewelry as well. So there's a huge variety of things if you want to get a jump start on your Christmas shopping and get things that are really unique. And made somewhat locally, we have 4.
I was going to say, how many people are coming in from out of the area?
We have 4 states represented again this year: Alabama, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri. But most of the people this year are from Springfield and surrounding area. And I say surrounding because many of us live out, you know,
sure,
that are counted, you know, within the area. And Arkansas, of course. We always have a good representation from Arkansas.
And when you come in every year, I always like to put in a plug for membership in the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild.
I do too. And the guild, if anybody, our bylaws are being updated, and our board has kind of written a new blurb for it, that it's composed of people with a common interest in the advancement of art and fine craft, and anyone wishing to support this cause is welcome to join. You don't have to be an artist. If you're interested, okay.
See, it had been for working artists, primarily.
It's still, a lot of artists get their start on shows through the guild because the workshops, and we have really started having a lot of really nice workshops with guest speakers in, and they're free.
Yeah, so this
and they're free, to members.
The guild, the guild is not just an excuse to get to show your art or craft at a show. There's also a lot of education involved.
A lot of education.
For the participants.
And we had in the past, we had like the president of the Camera Club, and the Camera Club is a great club. But
yes,
they focus on, obviously, photography and not on the business of photography. And that president went on to become a photographer and doing shows and moved to Florida and did shows every weekend and so on, you know. So that it can be the start of a new career for people.
Now, this is an all-ages event, as always. And what kind of things do you have to keep the kids interested and busy and so on?
The People's Choice Award is always good for kids because they may not find anything that necessarily developed for kids, although there are some whimsical objects. But they can vote for their favorite booth. And it's also good for education for budding artists. I can always tell whenever someone is creative and, you know, how much they look at the different colors in my own booth and how they respond to what I've created, whether or not their head is starting to form their own images.
So the fact that you've got the artists out there in the booths, they are absolutely delighted to interact with the people as they come through.
Right. Artists have – this is kind of something kind of interesting, an inside story. Artists develop what we call custa-friends. And they're customers who through the years have become friends.
Yes.
And they look forward to seeing us. We may only see them at shows, but it's so much fun to visit them and to show them your new work. And that's one thing that's wonderful about Art in the Park, because it hasn't grown so big, nor will it, that you can't still visit with people and find out how they create the work. And
it is a juried festival. We should make that
absolutely,
point, too.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that isn't open to everyone. It's a juried fine art, fine craft festival. And it's juried by people who have worked in the business for years. They are used to what these kinds of shows require and what the customers have come to expect. And one thing I need to mention this year, because Sequoia doesn't have much parking, Conco donated their parking lot, so there is free parking. The event is free to come to, and the parking is free across the street. So hopefully you won't have to park all the way down 2 miles away.
You're right. Yes, exactly.
So we're very grateful to their generosity, and there will be attendance to show you where to go and so forth, too.
I was going to ask you, what is your artistic specialty? We should mention that every year.
I'm a jeweler.
Right.
And I don't think we've ever said that. But
I think we have, yeah.
Have we?
Yeah, yeah.
My husband and I started Big Nose Creations in 1995. And
right.
I've coordinated Art in the Park since 1999. But this year I have a committee and they're doing – things are growing and we have great volunteers. So we have a different face on Art in the Park this year. It's really a professional show.
And doing the show on the second weekend of October, as you say, it's always a very convenient thing for possible holiday shopping.
Right.
Gift ideas.
Right. And, you know, there's
because everything that's out there is available for sale.
Oh, yes. Yes. And we call it a show and sale.
And sale, yes.
And we don't want to forget that.
Right.
Because the purpose of the Guild is to support the working artist. And that's why it was started.
Artists support themselves by selling their art.
Right, right. And so everybody who is showing is either full-time or a part-time artist. Many of them are full-time. Mm. That's all they do.
Right.
So it isn't hobbies. And the work shows that it's not a hobby, that it's serious work.
All right. Art in the Park, the 23rd annual Art in the Park show and sale from the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, once again at Sequoia Park, 3500 South Lone Pine, and 10 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. both tomorrow and Sunday. Admission is free and open to the public. And like Kathy said at the top, you'll have summer weather tomorrow and fall weather on Sunday. So you can pick and choose which day you want to come.
I want to mention two things, Randy, in closing. If they want more information,
right.
They can call 417-848-0854.
Right, that's Sherry Haney.
That's Sherry Haney, and she's our president,
right.
And another coordinator. And then the website, if you'd like to preview the work, is artcraftguild.org.
And you have photos of
right.
some of the artwork for this year's
right.
show.
And the Facebook page is rich with, and you can find that. You can also just search Art in the Park, Springfield, Missouri. and find everything.
Right. Just go do a Google search or whatever, and you'll have all kinds of things pop up that will both the website and the Facebook page. And
There are lots of art in the parks, but only one in Springfield, Missouri.
Right. If you're gonna do a web search, say Art in the Park Springfield Mo, and that will.
Right.
Yeah, there are lots of art in the park. Art in the Park Springfield is tomorrow and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Sequoyota Park. And again, you can go to artcraftguild.org or their Facebook page to find more information. Kathy Evans, we'll see you again next year, I assume, for the 24th.
I hope so. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.